Lies We Bury by L. Marr. Performed by Kate Rudd. Secrets never stay buried for long. Photography won't allow it, for one thing. The shutter of a camera captures moments that would have otherwise gone unseen. Like that photo of a lone Jewish woman staving off the Israeli army before they nearly trample her. Or that shot of a man jumping, falling from the World Trade Center. If a camera snaps long enough and in the right location, anything can be unearthed, documented, and preserved for all time. In my case, I needed only 7 years before I came to light. Images of me trembling in a torn blanket and 2 small shoes were plastered across newspapers, then the internet, hair washed but matted because I had just woken up, eyes wild like the feral animals so many compared us to in the headlines afterward. I had been born in captivity, unbeknownst to our neighbors who, in interviews, said we had the nicest lawn on the street. Secrets have a way of breaking free. But when they do, their shame lingers, like the smell of rotten meat sauce, even some 20 years later. I brush back a strand of hair that's come loose from my messy bun. Green pine trees in the distance sway against the rolling breeze, creating a natural horizon between Portland's city blocks and the suburbs over the hill. The trees were the first thing I noticed upon moving here 2 weeks ago from the flat, dry desert of southern Oregon. Claire? A woman with short, tight curls stands at the double doors of a white brick building, the Portland Post. Are you Claire Liu? I step forward as though I've always answered to this name. Cross my fingers that, this time, my secrets might last a while. Yes, hi. Claire is my middle name, and I changed my last name to my grandmother's maiden name when I was 18. Self-inflicted cigarette burns, failed adolescent attempts at exerting control, peek from beneath my pushed-up sleeve. I tuck my inner elbow into my left side to avoid the woman's notice. She shakes my hand. Red lipstick amplifies the lines framing her mouth. Thanks so much for your quick help, Claire. Our regular photog is out on PTO this weekend, and no one bothered to set up coverage for him. I'm Pauline, editor-in-chief. We spoke on the phone yesterday. She ushers me past an empty lobby and through another door. Desks with stout cubicles occupy the floor, while 2 offices and a stairwell line the back wall. Pauline heads into one of the offices. She slides behind a plain beige laminate desk, then motions to the cushioned folding chairs in front. I'll cut to the chase. We're swamped with local events coming up, and you've got an eye for wide shots. The work you did at Firenze Winery in Newburgh was good. Think you can manage this list at the Rose City Parade tomorrow morning? She hands me a sheet of paper. I nod, reviewing the shots they're looking for. Pauline expands on what journalistic style the editorial team prefers as a cramp forms in my stomach. Landing a gig with the Portland Post is a jackpot. I know it. But I'd immediately gotten cold feet after answering their job listing for photographers on a major freelancer website. Pauline must have been desperate, because she emailed me an hour later, ignoring the glaring lack of live event coverage in my portfolio.